like the eagle watching the direction of the wind, and then it spreads its wings. That's what we call soaring. It does not fly. The eagle soars.
Now, an example of negative altars. Are you ready? The one we saw is an example of positive altars. An example of negative altars. All kinds of wrong addictions, all kinds of negative patterns are powered by altars. All kinds of wrong addictions, please write. All kinds of negative patterns are only there and remain because there are altars that power them. Let me list a few of them for you. Listen, if I am listing this and it ever affects you, just know that whether you admit it or not, it confirms the presence of an altar. Are you ready? Number one, mysterious diseases and infirmities. The presence of mysterious diseases and infirmities, whether as an individual or a family or a territory, powered by altars. Mysterious diseases and infirmities. Usually these diseases you see are also passed through the bloodline. Father had it, mother had it, brothers had it. Now there may be a medical explanation, and medicine is there as a symbol of God's mercy. But I am telling you, using higher spiritual intelligence, those sicknesses can only remain because of the presence of altars. Number two, all kinds of sexual perversions. Please write. All kinds of sexual and immoral perversions are powered by altars. It does not matter how sincere the victims are. That's not the issue. It's that there is an altar that powers it. All kinds of sexual perversions. That's why you can hear of stories of an adult, you know, doing something funny with a minor and a baby, and it does not make human sense. But this is about altars. I'm sorry to say it, but this is also what has generated into these various versions of perversions we have in our society. The victims do not even know what is drawing them. That's the point I'm trying to tell you. It's not just about your will alone. It's that there is a force that is operating on legal basis. Number three, depression and mental health issues. Most of this depression and mental health issues, now there are things that have to do with fatigue and all of that, but for most people, they do not know that most mental health issues need more than counseling. It is the presence of an altar. When Jesus saw madmen, listen, watch what the madman in Gadara, notice what the spirit did. He was always hiding in caves and hurting himself. Depression and mental health issues. Number four, witchcraft and idol worship. Here you go. Witchcraft and idol worship. You will be amazed at how many Christians today love God sincerely, but something keeps drawing them back to still revisit foundations of idolatry. It does not matter whether you're a man of God, it does not matter whether you're a businessman. There's something in you that still makes you comfortable. There's one small portrait in the village that was kept there. It was handed from great-grandfather to grandfather, and they said if you speak to that portrait, it can bring results. You can serve God and give, but when the going gets tough, as you travel to the village, as you are passing, you just see that thing and something within you. Witchcraft and idol worship. Look up, please. There are you've seen us pray for these people during miracle services. There are many people, some of you looking at me right now, based on the ordinances of priesthood, you are supposed to be the one they hand over some of those things to. But you just said, I've given my life to Jesus Christ, I'm not interested. And the altar said, it's not about whether you are interested or not. Find out how I came into being first. And you just generally sweep it under the carpet. And he says, all right, you go. and you find out all kinds of things begin to happen. I'm not scaring you. There is victory at the end of this teaching, but you must know what is there. You don't gain victory by running away from the truth. You gain victory by knowing the truth. Stagnation and delays, alters. Stagnation and delays, alters. Believe me, alters. Near success syndrome. Have you seen that happen to people? I look for a word. There's no better word that captures it the way I want. If I bring all this English, you will not really get it. I need you to get it the way it is. Near success syndrome. That people see it but never possess it. There are people like that. You do an interview to the last point, then you don't go again. You start a business and negotiate to the last point, then you don't go again. You will always see the beginning of things, but never see the end of them. It's an altar, believe me. You can look around and know people in your life who are excellent starters, but the power to continue and even finish anything is not there. They can start 30 businesses. They will never be able to keep one past 2 or 3 months. They can start different companies. They can even start ministries, and yet it does not work. Altars. Barrenness and short-lived success. Barrenness of all kinds, especially biological barrenness now, and short-lived success. Short-lived success. That means you enjoy every blessing, but it does not last. There are some of you here, the moment you see good things happen to you, you even start crying, because you know as a track record that good things never remain. You buy a car, as soon as you are rejoicing, in 2 weeks, that car will now hit a convoy. Are we together? They will bring you out and say you should sit down on the ground first. And you find, what is wrong with me? As soon as you are preparing to go abroad, your visa just comes out. Next thing you will see, police, they will say theft was happening somewhere, and they join you with all those to interrogate. For the next 2 months, your passport has been seized until you find out what is going on. I know you may be laughing, but pay attention. Short-lived success. Barrenness. How many people do you find? There's nothing medically wrong with them. There is no reason why they should not have children. Some of them may go as far as getting pregnant, and if you ask them and they are honest, they will tell you about their experiences. Somewhere within that pregnancy period, here come strangers, visitors in the night, either molesting them or doing some kind of thing, and that ends it. Shabranda katosi atabalada. There are many more expressions, but these ones are some of the major expressions. Can I be sincere with you? There are pastors who are victims of altars. There are families that are victims of altars. This thing does not necessarily have to do with being a wicked person or being kind. This is why God is granting us spiritual intelligence. God is my witness and I lie not. Years ago, I traveled somewhere and I met someone. I asked him, what does he do? And he says he works with a security company, PhD. God is my witness. I mean it. PhD. And out of frustration, he said he can't leave his family like this. He has to just find a way. I said, no, now, this cannot be God. Because in terms of value, that person has paid his price. Do you agree with me on that? So it's not about laziness. I know someone who got a huge contract. The person was so happy and was rejoicing. Just when they mobilized them a bit, he now secured a loan from the bank to add it and began the contract, and they revoked it. ABCD, we discovered your documents are not complete, and they left that person with a pile of debt with the bank. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that is not of God and everything being powered by any altar, this is the night where we will scatter it once and for all. Please sit down. Hallelujah. So you know the presence of an altar in a life by the continuity of patterns and occurrences. Not to play with your mind, but great grandmother was raped. Grandmother was raped. Mother was raped. Different scenarios, the same effect. It is more than just coincidences. You are the only one who is calling it coincidences. Have you seen people who spend 10, 15 years abroad, even 20 years, and you go and find them in the village sitting down, and you are saying, sir, tell me the story. They will tell you, in 19 this and that, I was in America, I was the friend with the mayor, I was the friend with this one, I even got an award. They will take you back to enter into that clay house and show you all the things, and you are saying, from whence cometh this poverty? And he said, my dear son, you don't know. And the young man will be gyrating, just a fresh born again person, and say, it doesn't matter, I pity you, and return back 10 years later to that same place and wonder what is wrong. Listen, how many of you know about a man called Jabez in the Bible? Ladies, imagine if Jabez was your life partner. No. Don't insult the guy. He won at the end of it. I'm just saying, imagine. You would be surprised that after dancing and rejoicing, you start going down and not know why. Can I tell you this? These are some of the things that prophets detect by prophecy. And because many of them, respectfully speaking, are not sound in the word, they call the victims witches and wizards. They are just detecting the presence of altars, but it does not mean the individuals are necessarily bad. It is true. Association can help you partake of altars that is upon the lives of people too. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. When the realm of the spirit is against you, it will also be against anything that supports you. When God was against Jonah, remember Jonah chapter 1. Jonah was running away. He simply entered a boat. All the people who were the passengers there did not know that such and such a person. Now forget who was against him. The most important thing is that the realm of the spirit was against him. You would think he only jumped into the belly of the fish alone, but they had lost things because of one person. The same way Jesus was inside a boat and those who would have died were preserved because of his presence. Do you know the meaning of that? It means because of what you are learning tonight, everybody around you will now finally be a partaker of this blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. The formula always remains that when he sends a word to Jacob, he intends that it lightens upon Israel. So for some of you, as you are listening right now, the Holy Ghost is telling you, this is what I've been trying to tell you. Are you seeing what kept mama down? Are you seeing what kept your dad? What kept your siblings? Now you are the reed that God is taking out of fire. It's important to pay attention for the sake of those who have gone ahead of you and for the sake of those who are coming. Please sit down. Go and read the history of America and find out that when that nation was about to be born, they erected an altar and called upon the name of the Lord officially and said, God, we are officially saying you are the God. That's why regardless what happens, that altar still speaks. Because based on the law of cause and effect, many nations should not be where they are economically. Yet there is an altar that seems to veto these limitations. Hallelujah. Now please look up. Many of our forefathers, great grandfathers in and territories, from the sincerity of their heart, many of them out of fear of being victims of wars, poverty and whatever, many of them went to meet the devil because it was these deities that many of them knew. And so they met them on legal basis and had all kinds of fraternities and partnerships. And different altars were enacted. Today, the people who were part of that program are long gone. But altar does not know time. No. 10 years is only 10 years to you. 200 years is only 200 years to you. Read your Bible. Where Jacob had an encounter in chapter 28, that was where Abraham built an altar. Abraham built an altar there. Now, his great-grandson, his great-grandson came there and slept in the night. Whether he slept or not, that altar was working every day. It just so happened that he now slept and found something that was already, there was a procession, angels ascending and descending. Is someone learning? Altars can affect individuals. Altars can affect families.